right, coming up on 840, 32, our temp here in Sheboygan. Mike Kinzel back in studio with us.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And with us, as promised, Mayor Terry Van Akron. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, guys.
Last appearance before the election, which is 1 week from today. And the mayor really needs no introduction. He's been in local politics forever. County board, city council, state assembly, and now mayor after winning the recall election. Was it just over a year?
13 months ago.
13 months ago. Wow, time does fly. So I had a call from a listener, Terry.
Sure.
Wondering about city employees. Do they get paid health insurance upon retirement?
You know, that used to be a benefit that a lot of our employees got, especially our managers and our department heads and things like that, that upon retirement they got paid health insurance, a single plan or part of their health insurance until Social Security picked up. Over the years, we've started not doing that. We just couldn't afford to do that anymore. So there are a few people that are still under the grandfather clause that had it as a benefit when they left, but new hirees and people that are managers and things now don't get that health insurance
anymore. So that has ended.
That is starting to phase out. There's less and less people that are included in that every year, and that cost is slowly going away.
All right. The garbage fee and last year's budget, that keeps coming up. It came up during your debate last week, which was a good debate, by the way.
Thank you.
And just your thoughts. I know Mike Vandersteen has said that you made it your soul.
My passion.
Yeah.
And I was relentless.
Yes.
And I would do it again. You know, when you're talking about saving people $1.2 million and a fee that I think is excessive and isn't needed, you know, during that time, I predicted, during doing new budgets, I predicted that at the end of 2012's budget, we would have a $1.2 million surplus. And if we have that surplus, why are we charging people extra? Well, really, I was wrong. It is the end of 2012. I was able to hit the computer key, and it shows me what's all left in 2012 budget, and it wasn't 1.2. It was closer to $1.8 million. So why are we charging people extra money? This will be the fourth year in a row that we'll be charging extra money for a garbage fee when we have millions of dollars that isn't used every year. That's just not fair. So, yes, I am relentless on that. Standing up for the taxpayers' dollars is what I was elected to do, and I would continue to do that. It's just wrong to continually put excessive tax on the backs of our taxpayers.
But Mayor, it sunsets next year?
It sunsets in 2015.
Oh, the year after next.
So that's two more years, if we go at the same budgets, that we would continue to have about $1 million extra of your money. It's your money. We shouldn't be. We've found creative ways to use it, but we haven't found a creative way to reduce your taxes so that it's not there. I'm in favor of, and again, I would be relentless in standing up for the taxpayers to make sure that the services they're paying for, which are good services, at a price that's reasonable, and not overcharging them for that price. And I'm surprised Mike wouldn't stand for that, up for that too.
And that was one of the major issues. What other area do you think you and Mike differ significantly?
Well, you know, I there's two issues that we differ, but mainly it's in the taxes. On the combined dispatch, we both worked on the combined dispatch, and in the last year, I was on the committee that negotiated with the combined dispatch. We came to an agreement where the city is paying $2.5 million to help build a new facility for the dispatch. Mike was in favor of charging $5.7 million to the city taxpayers for the building of that building, also to add in radio systems, new radio systems that are needed. Well, the city wasn't interested in the new radio system. Mike's right about that. We weren't interested in that because it wasn't our radios. It would be for paying for radios for Plymouth, for Falls, for Kohler, and the outside. Why would my city taxpayers have any interest at all in paying for radios for other municipalities in there? So, of course, the city took that out of there right away. Again, I'm surprised that Mike would support that and put that in. As a county supervisor, he was a county supervisor, but he represented city taxpayers. And looking out for his taxpayers, he should have been the first one to take that out of that, that agreement from the county.
Do you think sometimes you have to balance city-county? That city-county issue can't draw the line and say...
You know, I think you do have to balance, but at the end, when it comes down to standing up for the people that elected you, you have to do what's in their best interest, not what's for the best interest of the overall. But you're representing. There are people that represent Plymouth. There are people that represent Kohler that will take the vote of what will benefit and help Kohler people. They have representation. The city... People should represent the people that they represent in the city. It's been a long time with a battle with the city and the county talking about taxes and
you know. Who pays what?
Right, because we pay about 30% of the county taxes come from the city of Sheboygan. And we've always talked about, are we getting that share when it comes to roads work? Do the city roads get taken care of by county dollars? Does the sheriff's department, does joint dispatch? That talk has been there for quite a while. But I think the major difference probably between myself and Mike VanderSteen is the way we handle budget problems. You know, we've all had tough budgets in the last couple of years. I went through the budget line by line, made cuts in many departments to a point of about $1.4 million to look at the city's budget. Mike's answer to the county's budget problems was to increase and have a new sales tax. He wanted to create a new sales tax for all the countywide people. I think that's a major difference between us. I'm looking to solve our problems within our own budget and not charging or costing that back to the taxpayers. Mike looked to create a new tax and to put that again in and have it come from the pocketbooks of the taxpayers. We've been doing that too long. You know, it's not that we aren't taxed enough. We need to look and make some cuts, make some savings. There's places we can do that. But what I won't do is have the taxpayers more pay more. And that's what Mike was looking to do. He wanted to have a new sales tax countywide to help cover the county's budgets. That's just wrong.
What's your message, final message, going into the last week of the campaign, Terry?
Well, I'm proud of the work I've done in the last year. You know, there's been a lot of positive things. American Orthodontics is growing. Volworth is growing. I was able to sit down with the Piggly Wiggly group, and when that store was on the verge of just about closing, I sat down and talked to them, and that saved hundreds of jobs right here in Sheboygan. For the first time in 4 years, we have a hotel that's open in Sheboygan. I sat and talked with the new hotel owner. So I'm proud of the job I've done in the last year. I've stood up for the taxpayers. I've been a voice in City Hall. You don't have to ever ask where Terry Van Akron stands on something, because he'll stand up in front and tell you when he believes in something. I'm looking forward to standing up for the taxpayers again, and I ask for the support on April 2nd.
Do you think city government's improved in the last 13 months?
I think it has. I think it's been a lot calmer. We haven't seen TV trucks in town much anymore. When the mayor is talking on radio and on the paper, we're talking about issues, and things are moving forward. I think the city's moving forward, and we got to continue to move forward, and I'm the person that can do that.
Thank you.